Hello?
Yes, trying to get hold of Lydia, please.
I'm sorry?
I apologize. I thought I was calling out. I didn't realize there was a call coming in. This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. How can I help you?
Yes, I received one of your solicitations, and I wanted to find out what kind of arrangements you have to offer.
Sure, absolutely. I can definitely look into it for you. Once again, I apologize about that. Been working on our phone system, and I was trying to make an outbound call, and looked like anyone came in. But let me look you up in our system real quick. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reference number available on there?
2311-4501-0022-0082-0085.
Alrighty. And the number that you're calling in from is the best number to reach at?
Mm-hmm.
See if I can get that to pop up real quick. And have that down as 434-384-5138.
Right. Excuse me. My name is James Barrett. That's who it's made out to, but the company name is called JES Footwear.
James Barrett. B-A-R-R-E-T-T?
Two R's and two T's.
Two R's and two T's. Excellent. And you said it was James Company Footwear?
J is in Jim, E is in Edward, S is in Sam. JES Footwear.
Footwear LLC. All right, James, so it looks like your company was pre-qualified with us. Just to kind of give you an idea about us, we offer loans for working capital and also equipment. So ultimately, it just really depends on what you're looking to accomplish. Were you opening up a new location or just trying to add some more inventory or hiring some personnel or something like that?
Inventory,
okay.
Purchasing inventory and working capital combination. I've been in business for 14 years. I'm profitable. I have all the information that you would need. I'm interested in a term loan, if possible, or if it's it would be a second lien position to a factor. I work with a factor who has a first lien position. My sales are right around $1.2 million a year.
$1.2 million, okay.
$1.2 million. It is a wholesale footwear business. It's not a retail store. It's a wholesale footwear business. There's some seasonality to it. We sell major retailers in the United States, women's footwear.
Mostly women's footwear, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We're located in Lynchburg, Virginia. We have a warehouse out in San Diego.
Okay.
Which I guess is where one of your offices are located. Where are you located in?
We are actually in San Diego. Yep, you're calling San Diego right now.
Okay. Okay. And, I'd be happy to, if you want to send me an email as to what you need, I can turn it around pretty quick.
Absolutely. Let me see. James, what's a good email address for you?
J as in Jim, S as in Sam. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, 2@AOL.com.
@AOL.com, excellent.
Right.
And
now, can you give me again your name?
Sure, my name is Dennis. I can give you my direct number also.
What's your last name?
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
Direct to me is area code 858-519-5315.
Okay, and what is your email address?
It is dsanders@bankofcardiff.com.
What is Cardiff?
Cardiff by the Sea actually is a little beach community out here in San Diego. It's kind of around the Solana Beach area, and the owner's actually originally from there. So
it could have been a foreign country. Who knows?
Well, there's the Cardiff anyway, Wales, which is in Europe. So
yeah. Let's see what else. I think that's it. If you can send me, if there is an online account thing to fill out, and I can also provide, bank statements and whatever. I had in the past, I've had one of those inventory. I mean, it was a working capital loan, high interest, and all that craziness. I'm actually, you know, looking to get something, you know, to see what kind of a arrangement that you guys make. You know, I don't want one of those daily draft things. I've had that. I work with a factor. I've got a wonderful credit with those guys and good reputation and so forth. And anyway, I'm looking because some of the customers that I work with are asking me to on key product that I sell them. They want me to put inventory on the floor because it's been selling rather quickly, and they want me to have backup inventory for them. So anyway, this would be partly for that. The other thing is that you know, some of the product that I've been selling has they are now requiring Prop 65, which is a California-driven requirement, and some of that inventory I have to sell to other people, and it's taken a while to sell that down and replace it with ones that have that Prop 65, that's that carcinogen thing. You probably know about that out in California.
I've heard of it, right?
Yeah, and so I've got to get replace some of that inventory. So that's basically what it's for. The factor that I work with, like I said, has a senior. they're my senior lender, or they loan against receivables and so forth. There would be what they call an intercompany creditors agreement that would be required if you were to lend me money, and I can send you a copy of that, which basically puts them in a first lien position, and you would be in a second lien position.
Actually, no, I don't know that the factoring loan would be an issue. They might want to know just what your balance is and things of that nature, but I don't know it'll play a factor in getting an approval with us. But if it does, you know, we'll just probably need like a payoff, or not really even a payoff, just what you owe and, you know, how much you're factoring monthly and things of that nature. I'm sure you can provide some sort of statement that'd be suffice in that manner.
I've got it already. I can send to you.
Okay. And then as far as the actual amount you were looking from us, was there a specific amount that would benefit you or that you had in mind?
$175,000
Okay. That's possible. Usually we can lend anywhere from 10 to 15% of your annual sales. So it should be right in that ballpark there.
Okay. And but, I mean, at 150 would work under that. I've got some homes for this stuff. So, I've got kind of an idea what I'm looking for. And like I said, you guys have sent me these things in the past, and I just, you know, I said, well, I'm going to see what you have to offer. Based on the fact that I'm profitable, I've probably got sales around $1.2 million. Let's say we fit into your 10% number. What do you say, 15% number, I'm sorry, and those kinds of things. What kind of term, what kind of interest rate, how would that work?
You know, we have, yeah, I mean, so many different programs, it's hard to tell. It's probably going to be at least, I mean, based on what you told me, it should be at least a year and a half in a term. My goal is obviously to get you maybe hopefully a weekly payment. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to steer away from a daily payment like I've had in the past before. In your industry, you know, if you were a retailer, it might make a little bit more sense. But as a wholesaler, you obviously may not have sales daily versus if you were a retail location, you have clients walk in pretty much every day. So it would make more sense in that aspect. But it's really hard to sell.
In a daily thing, it's just too, you know. I'm a small business, and I just, to be honest with you, I don't want to keep up with it. I mean, it comes out every day, and I've done it, but I did two of them, once with the weekly and once with the daily. I prefer monthly. I'd less prefer weekly, and I won't do daily.
Gotcha,
so if daily's all you got, I just, you know, I travel. I'm in Europe. I'm in China. 2 months a year working on product, and you just have to tell me whether you have it, you know, if you have an interest. If you want to send me the information, I'll send it, and if you have an interest, you call me back, and if not, let me know.
Absolutely. We can tell you really quick, and I think that you're going to be happy with what we come up with for sure.
Okay.
So wait, James, I'll email you at the.
What is the interest rate?
Well, they don't annualize these loans. The short-term working capital loans. It's a fixed cost. You pay for the funds.
Give me the fixed cost. I borrowed 150. Let's use a round number. Use 100,000. If I borrowed 100,000 over 24 months, what would be the interest rate, or what would be the payback rate?
Sure, your payback would be anywhere from, I'd say comfortably anywhere from 117,000 to as high as maybe even 127,000. Hopefully not much higher than that.
The period of the 2 years.
Right, and there would be early payoff benefits as well, as much as up to 25% of your remaining cost as well. We have several different payoff options. I won't know which one is attached to your loan until I get the approval, obviously, but yeah, we will benefit if you want to have an option to pay off early,
too. Do you have anything in 36 months or 48 months?
I see it occasionally, but not very often, to be candid with you. Usually 18 months to 24 months is the maximum, but realistically, probably 18 months.
The 24 would be better for me. Why don't you send that information along with what backup information you need, and I'll put it all together and put a nice, neat little bow around it, and you'll have it shortly.
Okay, that works for me, and I can give an answer for you here fairly quickly as well.
Sounds great. All right.
All right, James.
Okay, Dennis, nice talking with you, and I look forward to getting your information.
You as well. I'll get it right over to you.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Bye. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.